It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Football Monday on WGR. The Bills on to the AFC Championship. And the Kansas City Chiefs yet again. 803-0550 for your calls. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Last night was great. It was close.
It was tense.
It was tense. You got the takeaways again, and you didn't turn the ball over again. And without that, who knows? But that's what happened. That means that it's now 19 games this year, every one, where the Bills never lost the turnovers. Never in the red. And I believe that's a all-time record. Teams have gone entire seasons, but seasons are longer now.
There's more games.
More games.
Plus these playoff games.
19 games without losing the turnover battle once. Ross owes me. He was so ready for the Bills to fumble against Denver. Because I said how they never do.
Right.
It's two more games since then and two more wins. Not a coincidence. Lines open for your calls. Fun times. Let's go to Ben here next. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Show Bulldog. How are you?
Good, Ben. Thanks for calling us.
Good, good. I'm out here. I'm dodging snowflakes in East Aurora. It's coming down like crazy. I had a quick question for you guys. You know, with the Ravens going into Baltimore, week four, you know, Derrick Henry was running all over us like a madman. Just curious to know kind of what makes you guys think that we were able to really jar up Henry last night. What made us successful? And honestly, another question that just kind of came to me after thinking and watching this Chiefs-Texans game, who is doing the background checks on these referees? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. They are getting every single call, every game. How are we going to stop these referees?
You mean the Chiefs?
The Chiefs and the referees.
No, right. But you mean the Chiefs get the Chiefs all the calls?
Getting all the
it's
calls.
This again? Yeah. You know how many penalties the Bills had last night?
One. And they got jobbed on the Deion Dawkins holding, right? That's the one.
That's the one.
And it was not a foul at all. But, I mean, I thought they really caught a break on Ed Oliver dragging Lamar Jackson down out of bounds. The explanation that the tackle had begun before they left the field, I don't know. That's the quarterback, and I can't believe that didn't draw a flag. And I really thought that the pass interference that set them up, that got called on Trey White on Keon Coleman, was two guys doing the same things to one another. And they threw the flag. So I think the Bills kind of got the breaks yesterday in that respect. Again, the foul on Dawkins that shouldn't have been called really hurt them. It took them out of a drive. It just ended a drive, basically. It was a drive killer for them. But those other two could have been very impactful. And so, sure. I mean, there was some pretty egregious stuff. The hit to the head one on Mahomes on Saturday was should not have been a call. And I don't know. I thought Sky Ref could fix stuff like that. No, that's not a foul, but they didn't. They just rolled with it. So we'll see. It'll be a whole week. I mean, if you're lighthearted and joking about it, it can be fine. If you're wrapped up in it being a conspiracy, I think you should seek counseling. You know, have some fun with it. Somebody tweeted last night. I had a very good time on social media after we got done last night.
The whiskey.
I poured that glass of whiskey, and I don't exactly like, hey, want to talk and ask questions. But I was, you know, retweeting some stuff and communicating with people. And somewhere across my feed, I saw the Bills have already been flagged for roughing the passer. I'm like, that's funny. I'm sorry. That's funny. I'm going to retweet that. I'm laughing. It'll be get ready for all the your feeds on social media to be filled up with refs in red and white striped shirts and all the stuff, because it, you know, it's just what happens. But I'm not going to waste 1 ounce of energy beyond this.
You're already
conversation
had
right now. worrying about it.
Oh my God!
Because what are you going to do? I mean, some calls are going to be made. Some calls aren't going to be made.
What's worse? The refs love the Chiefs take, or nobody gives the Bills any credit take.
Although that's a dead heat.
They are so so close as the most insufferable. It's all under the umbrella of fan victim, right? Like we're just we're just not happy. It's not good enough. All these playoff wins, it's just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate it. I mean, what age were you as a sports fan when you kind of figured out and hopefully even understood that great players get calls? I mean, I don't know, Michael Jordan, maybe for me, was because he had that reputation and people would point out, like, the Jordan rules, right? Like, Jordan would not play by the same rules as everybody else. And, like, okay, well, I understand why. It's not because it's fixed. It's not because, like, there's some, like, deeper meaning. It's because you, as an official, know that this player is the best player on the court. And it makes sense more often, you know, that the fact that it would just sort of look right. And Mahomes is that. Allen is that. You know, they're both great, and I can't deal with the ref thing with Kansas City, you know? Because you just see what you want to see. That's it. They had penalties on Saturday. The Bills had one in the game against the Ravens. No, we don't want to talk about that. You're going to list calls that could have been made that weren't. Why not? Why weren't they? Did the refs want the Bills in the championship game? Is that why they weren't? No, it's just human beings who get some right and not get some right. There's my ounce of energy. There you go. There's my two. It felt like two. It felt like more than 1 ounce of energy.
It was a lot. You seem worn out.
I hate the ref thing. If you really don't think the Bills get credit from media, or you really think that it's somehow rigged for Kansas City, I don't know what to tell you. It should take you 30 seconds to find the Bills getting praise from the media. You just have to look for it. You have to want it to be true and not live in this alternate universe where, like, everybody hates them or something or just doesn't think they're any good. I don't even know what to say.
Well, I definitely don't think that the universe hates them and thinks that they're not any good. But I definitely felt last week, I mean, I think I was pretty consistent on this during the week, that the national take on this game was 2,000 pounds of linemen and fullback rolling downhill and the Bills aren't going to be. I think any fan that got annoyed by that had a leg to stand on. I think it was very, again, maybe I wasn't doing as deep a dive, but like just my Twitter feed, and again, that is largely probably Bills fans pumping that stuff into my feed, so that's what I'm seeing. I'm not sitting around watching these shows. I have my own show to do. I don't want to be filling up my brain with everybody else's takes. I want to have takes. And if they're the same as someone else's, I want to have come about them honestly. So I don't partake in a lot of that. But when it shows up on my phone or on my iPad, I'll see it. And there was a lot of, they're too big, they're too tough, this is a terrible matchup, based on week four, really. And I don't know, I was not the least bit surprised that they loaded up and found a way to contain Henry. Well enough, anyway, to build a lead and basically hang on.
Yeah, that's really it, too. And the caller, Ben, thanks, Ben, wanted to know, like, what was the difference. Maybe there was a lot different. Maybe in the first game, he ran for 87 yards on the first play and averaged 4.8 yards the rest of the night, and last night he averaged 5.3. Maybe it wasn't that different. He had one play.
What there wasn't was the 87-yarder.
Right.
Right? I mean, I said all week, just avoid that.
Avoid
that, and that's going to keep you away from the 185-yard, two-touchdown game, maybe.
You did say
that. And, you know, they didn't even get – I would have signed, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday. I said, I'll sign for 105, 110 yards. As long as I don't get that one. And the closest he came to that one was the play we've already talked about last night and again a little bit today, where Hamlin just gets enough of them to knock him down. They score at the end of that. He scores, Henry specifically, at the end of that drive anyways. But they never got that big, like, oh, no, play out of him. And that's to their credit. I think they dug in. I think they were challenged, and I'll bet McDermott and Babich challenged them along with whatever this national narrative was, and they took it to heart.
I can listen to, you know, the Bills getting credit for hanging in there on defense. Baltimore never punted in this game. I mean, Jackson didn't get out either. Like, they, in both cases, avoided being gashed, you know, for a big play, as you're saying. But you have five scoring drives, you have three turnovers, and then you had the kneel down to end the first half, which is like not even a drive. But the Ravens never punted in this game. So I don't know. They did well enough. You won.
I also said, I mean, I'm not trying to take a victory lap here. Get me three stops. Like, three punts is what I was thinking. But then I think the caveat to that was, well, turnovers would be fine too. And that's what we ended up at. We ended up three times. They stopped them three times. None of them were punts, but whatever, man. The turnovers are more valuable if you can scoop it up and run it down to their 20-yard line or however far Von Miller got with it.
Here is Tony next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I really appreciate you taking my phone call. It's my first-time caller, long-time listener. I love the Bills. Just a real quick point. Damar Hamlin, I think this guy... he has showed up this year, man. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder, and I'm glad he's with us. The Buffalo Bills, they find a way to win against the opponent that they face the next week. You know, anybody can say that the Bills got away with this one. You know, at the end of the game, you know, Baltimore was like a full steam engine here at the end. I mean, if it went into overtime, it might have been a different outcome. But the fact of the matter is, it didn't happen. And the Bills did what they had to do against probably the most explosive offense in the NFL next to the Bills. And, you know, Josh Allen, superhero. But this morning I was listening to Good Morning Football, and I think that Kyle Brandt guy, he made a good point. It says, you know what, if the Bills lose next week, nobody's going to remember this game anyways. So the ultimate test is taking on our new rival in Kansas City at their place, which is how I'd want it. Let's shut those guys up. I appreciate you taking my phone call. I'm going to hang up, let you guys talk, and go Bills.
Thanks, Tony.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for listening and taking the plunge and calling today.
Second Bills game ever to end 27-25.
Am I supposed to remember the other one?
No.
Okay, good.
It was the first ever professional football game, I think I want to put it like that, to end 27-25. Bills at Dons. Battle the first names. Bills at Dons. October 5th, 1947.
The Dons.
The Dons. At the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
Wow.
27-25. Bills.
What year did you say that was?
47.
Wow, did they take the train out there? That's a long trip. In 1947.
What do you think they would have done? Do you think they would have flown in 1947?
Probably, yeah.
Or maybe just they used guys from L.A.?
They went on a barnstorming tour. They cruised through Nevada on the way and picked up some people and went in and had their way with the Dons.
And the Bills, as opposed to the Dons, were a +3. In the takeaways, 5 turnovers to 2. Wouldn't you know it? George Raderman Bulldog, one of your early heroes, quarterback of the Bills in 1947.
I have a Raderman jersey.
It probably has a number.
2. He was number 2.
Did they have numbers?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They would have had numbers.
Sure. I don't know. There's
baseball took a while.
Yeah,
to get to
there's,
numbers.
There's pictures of the team pictures where I don't think you get
no numbers.
Numbers. Yeah,
they look like rugby.
Right. I don't know.
About sweaters.
Football though. But.
Conrad is with us. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure
How
thing.
Are you?
We're good. Thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you so much. Hey, fantastic game yesterday. Obviously. Just phenomenal the way they held Henry. And, you know, obviously some missed opportunities, but just overall fantastic game plan. Just a little question. Sometimes this comes up. You know, other fans talk about it. But at the end of a game, you're in a very tight situation. Ravens are driving to go for to you know, obviously win or tie it up. And it seemed like all of a sudden we stopped rushing. Some call it a prevent defense or prevent victory defense. Yeah. What did you see there, and what was your thoughts on that? Was that really the best way to go?
It wouldn't surprise me if they were more passive than they'd been during the game, just to try to keep them from ripping off chunks of yardage. It did not work well. Baltimore kind of effortlessly drove down the field and got their touchdown. And of course, we all know, had a great look at tying the game up. I would want to go back and look at it again, because I don't have a definitive answer for you, and I don't want to just guess at it. But knowing them, knowing their tendencies, like yesterday was a good day for McDermott and Babbage in that way. They played a lot more man. They did blitz a lot more. They sometimes used Milano as a spy, and then he rushed late like he did on Lamar's interception. But I don't know. I can't remember specifically. I was too nervous. I wasn't pacing, but I was tense, and I did not make a note of whether they were dropping everyone in coverage, rushing only four. I don't remember. And I've not seen any analysis of it through the day on social media. So I don't have a definitive answer for you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be copping out, but I don't want to guess. I don't know.
It would be such a demoralizing result for Baltimore. You know, like, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? Like, what do we have to change? You brought up wide receivers last night. I guess. I mean, they're down their best guy, and there isn't it interesting? The Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs kind of all have this, not void, but who are the best receivers of the bunch?
Right.
Maybe it is Shakir, really. But the Ravens don't have that exactly, but they just haven't needed it. Like, I'm thinking about last night, and they stopped Henry. They really didn't, but okay. He didn't kill him, like, the first time, so that's something. Jackson, it's all about the turnovers, and that got him beat. But he's also, you know, the caller's talking about the Bills defensively against them. I mean, he is making those plays. He's getting out. He's throwing across his body. Guys are open in the middle of the field. Not always were they wide open, but he's making big plays through the air. Last night, he, what about, doubled Allen in terms of passing yards in the game. And so what are you supposed to do? I mean, it would be a tough meeting today, because, like, they kind of had it all. It's something about here. This is also true of the Eagles, I want to say, with their win yesterday. We spent all season, the one seed and the bye and home field. Weather's a part of it, and just the crowd, of course, the travel, if that's anything. I mean, the Bills had to love being at home last night, and it's the coldest game the Ravens have had. And I was worried about their timing a little bit. They didn't run a lot of that RPO stuff.
Right.
Andrews drop, the fumble, these kinds of things, you're out of your element a little bit. I think they'd be slightly more prone to happening. And the Rams go across the country, short week, to Philadelphia and play in the snow. I mean, I think maybe Eric Wood said the same thing earlier. Like, if they have the game in sort of neutral conditions, maybe they win.
Yeah.
But the Eagles earned that, and the Bills earned that. And so that's one thing the Ravens will have to live with, is they did lose five games. They lost to the Raiders early in the season, and they needed to flip two of those results, because the Bills, you know, could have possibly competed in New England and stayed ahead of Baltimore, but they did not earn themselves that advantage.
Didn't that opener for them in Kansas City ended on Likely's toe being out of bounds on a 2-point play, right? They were trying to win the game there?
No.
Or was that, I don't remember the scenario.
It was a touchdown pass, well, incomplete, but they were down 7.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was the last play of the game.
All right. Yep. All right.
And would they have gone for 2 was talked about.
Right. Okay. Right. For some reason in my head, I thought, like, the synergy of that versus, you know, where they ended up here, like, would have been pretty stark, but it wasn't the same scenario.
There have been several Raven losses by a 2-pointer that didn't work out. One in Pittsburgh they lost a couple of years ago, and I think maybe Sammy Watkins scored a touchdown pass at the end, and they went for 2 and missed this game last night. I mean, it's tough to win, but that team, It would have been very similar to the Bills today. It'd be very similar had the Bills lost this game. What do we do now? I mean, 13-4 and another division title, and it's just not getting them anywhere. Instead, they've got an awesome opportunity with this win last night.
It's incredible how thin the margins
I know.
Are, right? Like, I never could quite craft the right sentiment last night. But, I mean, I really fans, everybody celebrating, different post-game clips, McDermott talking, Allen, the locker room. I was just soaking it all up and enjoying a drink, you know, midnight, 1 a.m. And at some point I thought, like, man, we're so close. Like, Andrews catches that ball, they, you know, overtime, oh my God, right? Like, who knows? And it just, so much sounds completely different based on him. I know there was a minute and a half, maybe the Bills get the field goal, whatever. But, man, it's just, some of it sometimes just makes me feel like this is the stupidest thing.
What are we even talking about?
Like, what are we even doing here, right? Like, what are we even doing here?
It's the same thing with the Chief game last year in reverse.
Right.
Right? Easily could have been flipped, and instead you're talking about legacy stuff. And,
right.
Right. It is very, very fine, the line. You're right. 803-0550, Football Monday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. The Sabres are in Seattle, and they've just tied the game. Middle of the second period, 3-3, unless they review it. I'm not watching the game. I just looked up.
A little later than that. 4:22 to go in the second.
Okay.
Anyway, but yes, they did just tie it.
The game is on the Bet 1520 if you want it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.